All right, everyone, this is the Grim Lord here, and this is an unfortunate re-recording of Fathom. I did it last night, I did it with passion, and I forgot to hit the record button. So, the record button is definitely hit now, so we're just going to go through it the way I intended. And this time, I'll do two more books. Instead of just doing the four I originally did, let's do six. So, at any rate, let's get started. Volume 3, Issue 2 of 10. Who could have predicted after the Japanese surprise attack in 1941 that one day Pearl Harbor would once again fall victim to such an assault? Well, today is that day. We've been attacked. Despite recent clashes with the United States, Japanese officials deny any involvement in the attack, suggesting it was most likely the act of terrorists. But the size and scope of the airstrike does suggest otherwise. As of yet, though, no nation or state has claimed responsibility. President Medvedev spoke with the U.S. President earlier this morning to offer his condolences. In a statement to the press, however, Medvedev did stress how the Americans' aggressive foreign policy may have been a motivating factor in the attack. Since releasing the footage, we have been inundated with calls suggesting something extraterrestrial in nature was responsible. Such comments would be dismissed as crazed rantings, but I for one must admit that the footage does appear rather... It says, ET versus USA. Does news footage prove extraterrestrials are responsible for the destruction of Pearl Harbor? Otherworldly. Myria. He's a madman. Killian must pay for his actions. What's the point? The damage is already done. The humans are sure to come this way, looking for retribution. Once again, war will befall our world. Both situations require our attention. I recommend we assign a strike team to find Killian, while the majority of the force remains behind to protect the people in case the humans return. Siphon, you are High Counselor. Do you agree?
I do, Alden, but I also fear we must consider more drastic measures to defuse the situation with the human world. We must separate ourselves from Killian and his warmongering.
And how exactly do you suppose we do that?
Perhaps the time has come to reach out to the humans.
Siphon, that's insane! You are not the first young counselor to make such a suggestion, but that kind of thinking is extremely short-sighted. To expose ourselves to the rest of the world would be disastrous for all of the blue.
We have to do something.
What's that saying? You can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl? The same goes for me, but instead of the country, it's the ocean. I spent most of my life living a normal existence on the surface world, but down in the world of the blue is where I come from. Feels like I just left here after stopping Mailander's attack. Cannon brought me back down here to drop the latest bombshell, that my brother Finn is still missing, and that the person I thought was Finn was actually Killian playing me for a fool. Again, you'd think I'd be used to this sort of crap by now. So this glass is pretty thick, right? Relax, Chance. It's completely safe. Says the man who can turn into water. Aspen, you okay?
Sure, Chance. History repeats itself. Killian disguised himself as Finn just to confuse and manipulate me into doing his bidding.
Doing his bidding. Listen to me. Every time I get down here, I start sounding like a cheesy soap opera. But I guess I'm better off than my real brother, Finn.
We'll try that one again.
But I guess I'm better off than my real brother. Finn is still being held captive by Mailander and his geek squad.
At least, that's what your prisoner said, right, Cannon?
Right.
But there's still one thing I don't get. Why did you bring me down to Myria? You could have told me all of this back up in Mexico.
Because I wasn't just looking to relay some bad news.
I was looking for another person to help me hunt Killian down. And I figured you'd be up for it.
You figured wrong. I just got done fighting in a war because of all of this. History with the blue. I hate Killian more than I ever thought I could hate a person. But right now, all I can think about is my brother Finn. So go and fight your war with Killian. I hope you really nail him for me. I'm going to save my brother. For real this time.
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
I'm still amazed how easy it came for me. Killing, that is. As we ravaged the humans in battle, I never lost my desire to inflict pain upon them.
the kind of pain they have inflicted upon my entire world. My whole life, people like Cannon and Cask have been training me, working to help me suppress my anger and hatred. Killian doesn't treat me as a father might, but he has taught me to embrace the justice behind my feelings. Humans do not deserve peace or forgiveness. They deserve punishment. Kiani, you used to be part of the Council Security Force, right? So then, you've seen action like this before, huh? Yes, Gallo. I was on the front lines when the humans attacked Myria. This was my first battle. I've never been much of a fighter. But after the humans destroyed Saba, I just couldn't go back and rebuild, pretending that it never happened. I thought the Council would strengthen the army to mount a response, but they never did. That's when I heard about Killian's movement, and I knew I had to be a part of it. He's your father, then? Killian? Yes. He doesn't talk much, does he? No, especially when he's planning another attack. Where are they going? Cannon's men intercepted some intel about Killian's next strike. Where is it? I don't know, and I don't care. I meant what I said. It's not my battle. This whole world feels so cold to me, so foreign. Guess that's a good thing. Might make it harder to leave if it felt like home, huh? Probably. My home always smelled like cabbage. Cabbage and feet. I blame my grandmother for that. So, should we get out of here? Yeah, but I need to grab something first. This is pretty stupid. I mean, I'm not familiar with the finer nuances of the legal system here at 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, but I gotta think helping a prisoner to escape could technically be considered a no-no. Look, I told you all I could do... Excuse me. Look, I told you I could do this alone, but you said you wanted to come. What else was I gonna do? Wait in the car? If this prisoner is telling the truth, he might be the only person who can help me find Finn. I need him, Chance. Here, this is it. I've met these tiger sharks before. They're a nasty bunch. Are you sure about this? I'm not sure about anything. But really, what choice do I have? Ah! Oh. Ah! Easy, tiger. When you put me down, you better put me down for good, lady, because otherwise you're dead. I get it. Seals are tough. I've seen the ads. We don't have much time, so listen. They tell me you know where one of these people is being held, one of the blue. I need you to help me find him. I ain't telling you, Jack! You may not want to help me, but you have to know that I am your only way out of here. You think they'll use you as some sort of prisoner exchange? Don't flatter yourself. You're not that valuable. And what happens after I get you to him? We all shake hands and go our separate ways until we try to kill each other all over again? I'm not looking for a fight. Never was. I just want to find my brother. Do we have a deal? Naval Base, San Diego. Enemy ships closing in. Take it to them. Knock, knock. Now, let us show the humans the price they must pay for their arrogance. Attack! Rawr! Is the device ready, Corrin? All set. Just need to arm it. Click! Ah! My hand! Don't worry. You won't miss it for long. Kiani, if you want a war with the humans, you'll have to go through me first. Cannon? Do you suppose they want you to die, Roger? I don't understand. Why don't they run away? It seems as if they are actually going towards the spear, towards certain doom. It is a sign of their arrogance, Cask. The humans believe they rule over this planet. They spent their entire existence pushing and pulling at the very life force of nature, never considering where they truly stand in terms of power. So the humans are to learn humility from our onslaught. Is that our goal, Roger? To save them from themselves? No, Cask. It is too late for them. For all of them. The military is still trying to cordon off the area, but this phenomenon has brought the people to Rio de Janeiro in droves. Teams of scientists are already studying what appears to be a huge floating mass of seawater, but no answers or explanations have been offered as of yet. I talked with an elderly lady who had tears streaming down her face. She said that it was a sign from God, translated from Portuguese. Did you feel that? Looks like rain, but it's coming from the mass of water and not the clouds. They have ignored our warning to change their self-destructive ways. Now we shall ignore their cries for mercy. To be continued. All right, here's issue 3. 3 of 10. Since the first spark of life in this universe, the Black have existed. We've remained forever connected, ensuring our close bond with the core of creation. Others turned away from the power of the water, leaving the seas for the desolate land above. They chose to spend all of their days crawling on their bellies, groveling in the dust. They changed, devolved, became a parasite, a poison in this world. We are not destroying the humans. We're returning them to the sea, to that from which all life began. Rio de Janeiro, this is their homecoming. And there's the Jesus statue. Ugh, I thought it would be better if I closed my eyes, but I get even more nauseous when I don't see what's around me. And you're a pilot? Screw you. The sky is all oxygen. Man wasn't meant to be down here like this. Speaking of oxygen, there's a limited supply in there, so the less chatter, the better. My name is Aspen Matthews. Who I am depends on who you ask. Some would say I am an accomplished marine biologist who fell off the radar after surviving the destruction of an underwater research center called the Deep Marine Discovery. But anyone residing below sea level knows me as the spawn of a union between the blue and the black. That's right, spawn. My mother was a member of the blue and my father is Roger, the leader of the black. To be honest, I don't even know if I was born or hatched. I never got around to learning about the reproductive process among the blue. Crazy stuff for sure, and it brings some hellacious nightmares. But I do have some amazing powers. Somewhere off the coast of Mexico. The cute one, aka the one not in shackles, is Chance. Guess you could say he's my boyfriend. Probably the only person in this world I trust besides Captain Matthews, the man who I called Dad all my life. Mr. Mean Jeans here is Anderson. He was part of a secret naval force that attacked the Blue Capital City. His friends managed to get away, but he wasn't so lucky. I freed him from the Blue Prison in exchange for helping me find my brother, Finn. The Navy is holding him captive, doing God knows what to him. He's their blue guinea pig, but not for much longer. Naval Base, San Diego. Killian may be your father, Keani, but you cannot stand with him. This is not the way. No, Cannon, this is not your way. I did not need Killian to help me hate the humans. They did that on their own. My whole life we have been running away like frightened children, hiding from an inferior and weaker species. We are better than them. The humans will learn that the seas do not belong to them, and they never did. The humans are still evolving as a civilization. Your recent attacks only fuel their fear and aggression. Have you forgotten about our own history? Our own inner conflicts during challenging times? It was not so long ago that we too waged such wars. That we too attacked the unknown. Enough with the history lesson. This isn't about the past, Cannon. It's about our future. Cannon, I didn't come here to fight with you. You should have thought of that before you align yourself with him. On your toes, meathead! Relax, I'll take care of them. It's time to go, Tormo! Coming! Keani, no! If only I could make her understand, make her see that if they continue with their attacks, none of us will have a future. Not the blue, not the humans, not this world. But when I look into Keani's eyes, I finally see that she was always hiding the truth from me. She understands what she's doing. She knows what it will mean. Keani simply doesn't care. Looks like we did it. They're retreating. Killian's not retreating. He's evacuating. With his hate. With his vengeance. Killian has doomed us all. Myria. The situation has gotten worse, if that were even possible. Killian's continued attacks confirm his intention to start an all-out war with the humans. And what of the flooded human coastal city? Giant masses of water hovering in the sky, blotting out the sun. I have seen them before. It is the work of the Black. I respect the other members of the Council, but they are stagnant. They think only of treating the immediate problem and not the greater cause. We need a new course. We need a real solution. Councilman Naru brings up a good point. This attack by the Black could work to our advantage if it deflects the humans' attention toward them. What are your thoughts, Siphon?
I do not trust the Black. Who is it to say that their future actions won't mean dire consequences for our people? I stand by what I have said before. The time has come to reveal our existence to the surface world.
Siphon, we've had two votes already. Then let's have a third!
I may be the youngest council member among the Blue, but that does not mean my opinion does not take our vast history into account. There was a time when the boundaries were not so sharply drawn, when journeying to the surface world was not banned. We always concealed our existence from the humans, but to run and hide from them, that is a relatively new strategy. When my father was a boy, he would travel to a number of Blue communities that thrived in far shallower waters. As the humans expanded across the globe and achieved their own scientific breakthroughs, we pulled further back, using our superior technology to avoid detection. Direct contact became more than taboo. It was considered suicide. Most of you led the way down this path, and while you temporarily safeguarded our way of life, you must have realized that it could not last forever. Now we have retreated, as far as we can go. There is no deeper place to inhabit, and our technology can no longer keep us invisible from the rest of the world. The time has come for us to stop isolating ourselves. The humans may dwell on the surface above, and we may live here below, but the world belongs to all of us. We know it. And it's time they realize it as well.
It's been a hell of a week, gentlemen. Almost 50 lives lost at Pearl Harbor. More than 200 naval soldiers killed or wounded in San Diego. Word from the Brazilian government estimates the death toll in Rio de Janeiro at 3,000 and climbing. About the only good thing to report is that the President and Prime Minister Shizuoka, in light of all of this, have resolved the recent conflict with Japan. I need to brief the President in 30 minutes, so let's leave the theories and conjecture out of the equation for now and start with what we know.
Admiral Brown, do you have something you want to share with the rest of us?
Damn it, talk!
We learned of their existence in 1974. Approximately 50 miles off the coast of Hawaii, we discovered a strange underwater vessel with technology unlike anything we'd ever seen. In a joint venture with the Japanese, the Deep Marine Discovery, or DMD as they call it, was created to study the wreckage. It didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the ship wasn't made by human hands, but we asked several anyway. Years later, after a freak mishap in space caused the destruction of a NASA space shuttle, a search mission in the jungles of Central America uncovered a damaged satellite built with similar technology. Carbon dating put the metal of the satellite at more than 4,000 years old.
You mean you've known about all of this since the 70s and you're just telling us now?
Hardly. The discovery in Central America was made by Captain Mailander. He kept the Navy completely in the dark. We later learned that Mailander had actually made contact with one of these beings. He even went as far as to strike some kind of deal in order to gain an upper hand militarily. Eventually, Mailander's secret ally became his greatest enemy. Latest reports indicated that this one known as Killian was dead, but these recent attacks suggest otherwise. Since only the Navy has any experience with these people, tell me that you have an idea on how to fight them.
Somewhere over Colorado. You two are real pieces of work, you know that? I mean, being traitors to your country is one thing, but how do you and your boyfriend feel about betraying your entire species?
Well, technically I'm not human, so there's a problem with your premise right away. But let me ask you, what would you do if your country, if your government, had attacked, brutalized, and violated everything you care about?
Right. The pretty white girl is going to explain the harsh realities of oppression to the privileged black soldier?
Forget it. You got your orders.
That's right. I got my orders, and what have you got?
My brother.
We're closing in on the coordinates. There's no place to land out here, so we're going to need the chutes. I told you it was remote. Maybe you should have stolen a helicopter instead. Thanks for the tip.
Want another one? Tuck and roll, motherfucker!
Ah! Chance!
Who's more important to you, princess? Me? Or your boyfriend?
Both.
I don't even know if this will work.
Ah!
I should have paid more attention in physics class.
Ah! chance! Aspen, what now? Take a deep breath. Wow. Aquaman wishes he could fucking do that. Okay, number four. Moving at a good pace, we might get farther than just 8 volumes. Volume 3, issue 4 of 10. Did you ever wish your life was more exciting? We all grew up reading stories about people who discovered they were different, special, or part of something bigger. Well, be careful what you wish for. I lived a normal life in San Diego until I found out I was actually part of a secret race of beings that live at the bottom of the ocean. I was born down there and lived with my parents until they died, or rather until they were murdered by a violent radical named Killian. He tried to kill me and my brother Finn, but something went wrong, or went right for us, I guess you could say. Finn's body completely disintegrated. As for me, somehow that flash stole 10 years from me in an instant as I became displaced in time. Not that I knew it at the moment, because I also lost all memory of that life. Of the blue, of the black, of everything. But I remember it all now. My brother is still alive. Finn is being held by the U.S. Navy. No doubt for experimental purposes, as they try to find a way to combat what they think is a threat to their safety. There's plenty of bad blood between the humans and the blue. Aggression on both sides, but I don't care about any of that. I just care about my brother. Come on, wake up! Wake up so I can knock you out again! Chance, stop! He threw me out of a plane, Aspen! A plane! I know, but we need him. You're lucky the fall knocked me out, Flyboy. Because me being unconscious or dead is the only way you're going to put your hands on me again. You hear me? Well, I don't need to use my hands now, do I? So, how about you shut up and take us to your little hideaway? You ready for this, Flyboy? Any day now. Don't suppose there's a back door to the place. Okay, I did my part. Are we done? Almost. This won't hold me for long. Long enough. By then, I'll have my brother and we'll be gone. You'll never be gone from this. Don't you know that? It'll follow you into the very end. And if I were you, I wouldn't leave me alive. Well, that's the difference between us, isn't it, Anderson? I just don't hate you as much as you hate me. The nation remains on high alert. Hell, the entire world is on high alert. It's been quiet since the attack on San Diego and the incident in Rio, but there's nothing to suggest more attacks won't follow. All the armed forces are mobilized and ready, but I want to know what you bring to the table. Secretary Mitchell, I've only been here 5 months, but we've made remarkable progress. Instead of focusing on mere infantry equipment upgrades, we've used the technology of these beings thinking on a larger scale. I've drawn up some preliminary scenarios for a total response to this threat, but in order to be effective, I would need to be the center of operations in terms of deployment and response. If it's all the same to you, Mr. Calloway, I'll stick with the generals and admirals with the stars and bars to make those kinds of decisions. But we'll be happy to take your recommendations under advisement. I am merely trying to safeguard our nation from this dangerous threat. As are we all. Send me a report detailing the latest offensive systems you've got online, and consider yourself on standby. Yes, ma'am. Tiger Shark. Water? Must be a damn leak or... Ugh! It's open. Lucy, I'm home. Not a lot of security here. Are you disappointed? No, just surprised. Well, this place seems more geared for R&D. You know, Bunsen burners and beakers as opposed to guns and ammo. Unless you got a key or something, it's time to make some noise. Woo, woo! Loud enough for you? Now let's find my brother and get the hell out of here. What's going on? Is it a breakout? No, sir, not a breakout. A break-in. This is Calloway. Jones, do you copy? I'm here. Looks like a volunteer just walked in out of the cold. Power up the Tiger Sharks. The target's in the Northwest Corridor. Level 3. Yes, sir. Wait. 1 second. Chance. You son of a bitch! Hold on! Oh, sorry. Yeah, I did that last time too. This must be it. What makes you say that? Well, it's the biggest door we've seen so far. Hold on. How about we try this? Finn! Look out! We better hurry. More trouble is probably on the way. Crick, 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 crick! I have an idea. Time to apply some pressure. Aspen? Yeah, it's me. Finn, is it you? Is it really you? I hope so. Otherwise, I'm more soft than I thought. That doesn't sound good. Boom, boom, boom! We should go.
Targets acquired. All systems at full capacity. Fire!
Ooh, cool.
Jesus! Great. Bigger and badder tiger sharks. That's just what we needed right now. Then these bastards are bulletproof, too. Well, I'm not firing bullets. Let's just see how waterproof they are.
Chance, get my brother out. I'll hold them off. No way, we're not leaving you. Believe me, I'm not planning on sticking around. I can fight. I didn't come here to fight. I came here to get you. Please, I'll be right behind you. Let's go, kid. You heard your big sister. Aspen is my little sister. Could have fooled me. We shouldn't leave her like that. Trust me, she can take care of herself. Besides, Aspen will be better off if we're not there to get in the way. So you know my sister? Oh yeah, I mean, we're friends. What's your name?
Chance! Chris, what the hell are you doing here? Get out of the way, now!
Wait! Wait! These soldiers are ready to shoot you dead if you don't drop that gun, so do yourself a favor and drop it!
How the hell did you get mixed up with all this anyway?
I could ask you the same question, big brother. I'm trying to save my country. What's your excuse? I'm trying to do what's right.
These guys don't stop coming.
It's taking everything I've got just to deflect their weapons, and I haven't even made a dent on them.
Okay, Aspen. Chance and Finn are clear. Better get going, too, before something bad.
Huh? Something's happening to the water. That weapon. It's causing some kind of chemical reaction, changing, crystallizing all of the water. And me, too.
Last chance, brother. Anything for your career, eh, Chris? This isn't about you or me. It's about our entire species, you idiot.
God, you're so melodramatic. I thought you were gone. We hit a snag.
Let's go. Those things are right behind me. You're not going anywhere. Not on my watch.
How do you always bring this out of me?
Chance, was that your...
Not now, Aspen. Not now.
Chance!
Myria, how bad was the damage? Killian didn't destroy the entire base, but it was substantial. If he's intent on starting a war with the humans, he's off to a pretty good start. We've been monitoring their fleet's movement. So far, they seem to be taking defensive positions near major coastlines. Even after we stop Killian, the humans will eventually come looking for us. I know. This is damage that cannot be undone. I've been urging the Council to reach out to the humans.
Reach out?
I feel that perhaps the time has come to reveal ourselves to the rest of the world.
Cannon, you spent time above. Time with the humans. You probably understand them better than any of us. What do you think? Are they capable of such... acceptance?
It's a bold move, Siphon, and it could be just the thing to stop the storm that is building, especially with the Black launching their own attacks, but it could also mean the end of our very way of life. In other words, I'm glad that it's not my decision.
So, Kiani is with him now?
It appears that way. If he's her father, it makes sense that Kiani would be drawn to him, but to join up with him? To fight at his side? To murder with him?
Siphon, you've known Kiani since first squad training years ago. She's always had an intense hatred for the humans. Killian is merely providing a long-deprived outlet.
So what are we going to do? About Kiani? About all of it? I don't know.
Aren't the others meeting us here for our journey back?
We are not done yet, Kask. The humans may be slow, Roger, but even they will have learned from this lesson.
This is no lesson.
That time has passed. We did not come to the surface to get their attention. We came to restore balance to the world. They must know where they reside. They must know the true power of this planet. Water. is life. This is the beginning, Florida Coast. The beginning of their end. Washington, D.C. Reports put the size of the mass over Miami at almost twice the size of the one that dropped on Rio. Good God! A state of emergency has been issued. The National Guard is already conducting mandatory evacuations, but they estimate only 20% of the population will be clear of the next strike zone. Will be clear of the strike zone in the next 24 hours. It's bad, Admiral. It's beyond bad. What are we going to do? That's what I want to ask him. Welcome back, Admiral Maylander. It took you long enough, Walt. To be continued. Okay, issue 5. All right, 5 of 10. This is where I left off last time. It was... Well, no, I did issue 5 and I stopped at issue 6. So we'll do issue 6 and 7, but after that, I'm done. So we'll be up to 8. A couple of strays waltz into the heart of our base and get away with our only prisoner. Unacceptable. Expand your perimeter. I want your team to cover every inch of this forest. I want our subject found. It's priority 1. Don't let anything stand in your way. Even your brother, sir? Especially my brother. Movement! 3 o'clock! Sir, take cover! Save it! They're gone. Okay, it's clear. Good thing, too, because I'm pretty sure the two of you would have freaked them out. Us? We better hurry. That dad seemed gung-ho about the family hike, but those kids looked like they had about an hour at them. Let's try that one again. Those kids looked like they had about an hour in them at most. Where are you going? Now's not the time to be taking a dip, nor is it the time to be a smartass. Point taken. Whatever. Whatever that gun fired, it totally screwed me up. Look at my arm. It's been saturated with sediment minerals, locked into solid form. Immersing it in the water should correct the levels. I hope you're right. It's working. Much better. It felt creepy, like I was turning to stone or something. You needn't describe it to me. I know how it feels. They used me for lots of experiments during my captivity, testing every possible weakness. Believe me, if I could have killed myself, I would have. I can't even begin to understand what it must have been like for you. I'm so sorry, Finn. You don't have anything to be sorry for. In fact, I never had a chance to thank you for getting me out of that prison. Finn, you're my brother. You don't have to say thank you. Not ever. Aspen, you'd better see this. I think your dad is up to some of his old tricks. Our father? He's alive? No, not exactly. What I mean is, we have a lot to catch up on. Sorry to keep you waiting, Madame Secretary. I just learned of this meeting and have been handling the recent security breach. Mr. Calloway, I don't believe you two have met before. Mr. President, it's an honor, sir. Good to meet you, Chris. Seems we got ourselves quite a situation. Yes, sir. We haven't located the escaped prisoner, but we did recover a tiger shark named Anderson. He's one of mine. Lost him in our last offensive. Maylander? I thought you were on permanent leave. When did you come back? As soon as everything went to hell. What happened to your uniform, Calloway? It was determined that a civilian should... We'll try that one again. It was determined that a civilian should head up the operation after the recent setbacks. Mr. Calloway volunteered to leave the Navy in order to assist us. You always were able to see the bigger picture, Chris. I just wanted to be part of this, Maylander. Okay, let's get to the task at hand, gentlemen. Evac is still underway in Florida. We've also commandeered several commercial vessels to assist with the Florida Keys. In the last 24 hours, we exceeded estimates, but we're still only at 25%. And what about offense? We've kept it quiet last time, covert, but now it's going to be out in the open. I'll hit them with everything the Navy's got. And what about support from the other armed forces? Best to keep them out of this for now. They'll be needed elsewhere if this turns bad, which it probably will. Admiral, just how are we going to fight something like this? The same way we'd fight any enemy, Mr. President. You just need to know where to aim. Sharks 1-8 and 1-9, most likely you'll lose radio contact while penetrating the orb. Maintain audio account for flight recorder. Roger, Command. See you on the other side. You ready, Diamondback? Roger. Oh, excuse me. Roger that. Let's do this. Entered mass. As far as I can see, it's just what it seems to be. A giant floating ball of water. Experiencing interference. Unable to get accurate readings. Relying solely on visuals. No sign of hostiles within the orb. I see light up ahead. Might be just the far side of this water moon. Excuse me. Might be just on the far side of this water moon. There we go. Incoming! Break left! Diamondback! Command, we've lost Shark 1-8. Engaged with enemy. Taking evasive action. Shark 1-9, what is it? I don't know. It's small. Single-man craft, but it doesn't seem like a ship at all. Looks like armor. Fighters, engage! Take this enemy out. Pitiful. Launch rescue. Pull back Vikings 4, 5, and 6 for support. Admiral, we've got incoming. Multiple targets, 8 miles out. Speed, 70 knots. Launch remaining fighters to intercept. All fighters, avoid human aircraft. Do not fire on them. Remember, we're not here for the humans. We're here for the black. Siphon, you should hold back until we get this under control. Cannon, if I didn't listen to the entire council when I made the decision to intervene against the black, what makes you think I'm going to listen to you? With all due respect, High Counselor, they can't kick your ass. I can. This is Viking 9. New contacts are hot, sir. Excuse me. New contacts are not hot, sir. They're just returning fire. Hold on. We'll try this one again because that is completely wrong. This is Viking 9. New contacts are not hot, sir. They're not returning fire. Just a flyby. Cannon. We'll keep the black occupied while you go after their giant water orb. I'll do what I can. Unload on them. Don't give them time to regroup, and maybe our only chance. Foolish meddlers! Command the new bogeys are taking the fight to the initial threat. Advise. Oh, there was a comma there. I didn't see it. All fighters, focus on the primary targets. We'll deal with this one threat at a time. The humans are flanking our fighters. They know help when they see it. Resistance is pointless. The council wanted to stay out of this war altogether, but I believe that the actions of the black could be destructive for the entire planet. The black were considered gods when I was a boy. We all learned of their roles as our ancestors, coming before everything else, and the blue following in their image. Who could have imagined a day when I would stand against our very heritage? But this is not some sort of mythic battle told of in verse. Whoops. This is our lives, and what we do... Let's try that one again. Sorry. This is our lives, and we do what we must, or we die. You attack us? You choose to side with these humans? We are your brothers, and yet your every decision moves you further away from our bond. You turn from your source of life. You cloud your minds and dilute your spirits. Look at you flailing about in such contraptions now, locked within your petty shells. You are no better than the humans. You are nothing. Perhaps you deserve the same fate. The only way to stop this might be from the inside. The control over such a mass is incredible. The energy of the black courses through this entire field of water. There's no way I can control such volume, but maybe I can do something. Admiral, this is it. It's dropping. No, it's falling, but nothing like in Rio. Nowhere near as destructive. I'll be a son of a bitch. They saved us. Cannon did it. The black's power is dissipating. Siphon, they're fleeing. I wish. There's a difference between retreating and leaving. Something tells me that the black are just moving on. We didn't win, but we stopped them for now. Thanks to Cannon. My God, what the hell is that? Freeze, what? Who are you? His name is Cannon. And my name is Siphon. We are the Blue. That's where I ended it last video. You know, the one that didn't record. So here we are with number 6. Keanu's looking awesome in this art, by the way. little bit more saucy. Issue 6 of 10. Earth. Funny name for a place that has over two-thirds of its surface covered with oceans, lakes, and rivers. Planet Water would be more accurate. I always said that. The tallest mountain, the deepest trench, the most species of life, danger, and mysteries. All beneath the surface. And man's haste to look towards the stars for answers, or guidance, or just for the true reason we're here on this planet, he has forgotten to look in the most obvious place of all. Beneath his own feet, to the world below. A world within a world. Hundreds of thousands of people are fleeing the state of Florida, doing anything they can to get away from the area, because nobody knows what is going to happen next. The conflict along the American coast is sending shockwaves all across the globe. In a word, the footage suggests something truly alien, translated from Chinese. You can see how the water almost attaches itself to the being's skin, covering it even as it emerges from the water. Simply fascinating. The entire Russian naval fleet is on high alert as the attack on the United States may be just the first step in some kind of global invasion, translated from Russian. At journalism school, they harp on the importance of remaining objective, but none of my professors could have imagined a day like today. I just don't know what to say, other than that we are not alone, not anymore. Is this the part where you surrender? Surrender. We came to your aid. We saved your city from the Black. They were the ones responsible. Not for the attacks on Pearl Harbor in San Diego. That was all you. Not us. Killian. Killian. And why should I think there's any difference between you and him? Common sense, Admiral. We're here, aren't we? Killian's a good manipulator. Maybe you are just his errand boy, offering a little misdirection. Killian is an exile. He does not represent the Blue. I do. I am Siphon, High Counselor of Myria, capital city of the Blue, the city you attacked. This war has gone on long enough. I'm here to end it. And what makes you think I'm in any mood to negotiate with you, regardless of what you just did on the battlefield? Your mood is not my concern, and I have no interest in negotiating with a man of war. You command the soldiers of but one nation. I represent an entire people. I wish to communicate directly with your leaders, your presidents, prime ministers, and other dignitaries across the globe. Most of those leaders are only now learning of your existence. They will be cautious of a sit-down. True. But they should be more concerned with the Black. We did not defeat them. They will attack again. You know this, Maylander. And you know that you cannot beat them alone. This is the definition of unprecedented. It's as though a new superpower has cropped up virtually overnight. Given their aggressive attacks on American soil, I am inclined to declare war, but I fear what would become of the world. We need time, but we don't have it. Footage of the Blue is everywhere on television and the internet. The people are beginning to lose control. The entire situation is a powder keg. They need reassurance. This high counselor of theirs did come to your aid, though, President Cartwright. Regardless of previous incidents, that must be taken into account. London, United Kingdom, British Prime Minister. Can we really afford to have another superpower in the world? One whose strength may exceed us all? The truth is, we know nothing about them. Since the attack, I have been granted access to classified documents that detail previous encounters with these beings from the water. They were deemed biological anomalies. It was never imagined that they had an entire civilization down there. We cannot show weakness. If we attack, we must do it swiftly, presenting a united front. Within any conflict, there is an ebb and flow. At a time like this, we must reach out to the hand that has been offered. Any chance to avoid further bloodshed should be explored fully. I say we accept Siphon's request. Jerusalem, Israel, Israeli Prime Minister. These Blue may have attacked, but this other threat, the ones they described as the Black, they seem much more destructive and powerful. We should entertain a treaty for now, if only to strike at a common foe. Then we can figure out how to deal with these Blue when the time comes. Translated from respective languages. Santa Monica, California. Still no official word from the White House regarding the incident or the appearance of these strange beings, but speculation is running wild. President Cartwright is scheduled to address the nation at 5 o'clock tonight. The whole world will surely be watching. This is exactly what I've been saying for years.
The Democrats have slashed our defense budget time and time again, and now we have a threat to our entire way of life and we're not prepared. This revelation isn't a surprise to those who have read my book. They're the same species holed up under the lock and key in Roswell. These creatures have been living among us for some time. You can't tell me that what happened in Rio de Janeiro wasn't the work of God. We've been ignoring the right path for so long, and now it's time to pay the price. It's a good thing we stopped for some new clothes. I feel like we're on display sitting here in traffic. But after a plane, a prisoner, and pickup, I think I've stolen my quota for the month. Finn, how are you holding up? Is the poncho bothering you? It's the only thing that wouldn't soak right through you. I'm okay, just difficult to maintain my form. Unlike you, Aspen, I don't fare so well out of the water. We'll be back in the water soon, Chance. We'll be back in the water soon. Chance? Don't worry, Aspen. We're only a few blocks from the ocean. I'll get us the rest of the way on surface streets. I just can't believe what is happening. When I found out about the world of the blue and my connection to it, it was almost too much for me to handle. But now those worlds are colliding. How can this possibly end up anything other than a total apocalypse? I never knew you to be so pessimistic. Green means go, buddy! Honk! You hear what's going on? The entire world is terrified. They think they're under attack by aliens. People have always prayed for nations to come together. Well, now they might, but only so they can fight together against a world they never knew existed. Aspen? That lady is staring at me. Crap, should have stolen the truck with tinted windows. Look, there's one right now! They're here! What do we do now? Nothing, just stay calm. We don't want anybody to get hurt. Ninja Eagles? It's a disobey.
Look at him, some kind of freak! He's probably one of the bastards that attacked San Diego. He's gonna kill us all!
No, he won't. Aspen,
get out of the way, girl!
Leave me alone!
Back off! She's one of them! Just stay back, we don't want to hurt anyone.
Aspen, come on, we gotta go!
Did you just see that?
All units, this is a 319. One of the aliens from the water has been sighted. We're in pursuit.
Heading west on Colorado Avenue. All units respond. Out of the way! Move it!
Chance, hang on!
Damn, are you two okay? Finn! Ah! Much better.
Oh my god, are you seeing this? Stop! Let's go!
We've got them. They've no place to run. You idiot, they live in the ocean. Open fire!
Stay behind me!
Shoot first, then shoot some more. That's all you know how to do. You have no idea what lies below the surface. Such beauty. You just don't get it! And you probably never will.
Run!
Where'd they go?
Myria, I am utterly alone in this. The council fought the decision until the very end and have made their dismay known in their absence. They want nothing to do with me or the situation I've created. But I saw no other course. It is true that war with the humans is still possible. But had we done nothing, war would have been inevitable. What's the latest? Naval fleets have remained in their positions, setting up perimeters around their respective shores, still suggesting defensive deployment. Any communications on the frequency we gave the Admiral?
Negative. It's silent.
But the rest of the surface systems are jammed with chatter. We gave them a lot to talk about, I suppose. The same could be said for our people.
This is not the time for you to take a stroll, Aspen.
Myria's citizens are still trying to understand your actions. I am not going to hide. We've been doing that for too long.
I won't ask you if you did the right thing, Cannon. I have to believe in myself, especially if others will not. But I will ask this question. The delay. The human's delay in responding. That is a good thing, isn't it?
I do not pretend to understand the working of the human's political machines, but in theory, yes. It means they're thinking things through.
I wish I knew more about how it was going up there. I'll tell you how it's going. Lousy. Aspen! Finn, is that really you? Yes, it is. I was being held prisoner by the humans while Killian was pretending to be me, but luckily Aspen found me. I don't believe it. Look at you. It's as if you haven't aged a day. Don't remind me. Not only am I unable to return to solid form, but I've also stopped growing ever since the beam ripped me apart. Well, still good to see you alive and kicking. I'm glad you came, Aspen. I know your situation is difficult, but it means a lot to your people that you've joined us. Do you realize what you've done, Siphon? I thought you of all people would appreciate the steps I've taken. Think again. I mean, didn't you get enough of humanity's hospitality with Maylander's attack? Didn't enough suffer? Did you have to start a war with the entire human race? I'm not trying to start a war, Aspen. I'm trying to end it once and for all. That's great on paper, but we just got driven away like a band of witches. I think you overestimate their capacity for understanding. Aspen, only by coming forward can we hope to offset the actions of Killian and the Black. The humans only know what they see of us. And if all they see is terror and destruction, then that's how they'll view all of us. Siphon! The humans need to see the true face of the Blue. It's them. We have response from the humans. Elsewhere. It's so easy to see that the humans don't stand a chance against us. No doubt, Tormo. If that Blue contingent hadn't intervened, the coastal area would be underwater this very moment. I still can't believe they sided with the humans. I can, Lynx. Siphon always lacked that killer instinct on the battlefield, and it seems that weakness had followed him into political office. I tell you, I never tire of hearing the humans scream while I enjoy the fireworks show. Speaking of fireworks, here comes Neris. What has her so angry? Not a what, a who. Killian. Neris wants him to rule over her in more places than the battlefield. So? So when our glorious leader's woman pays a visit, she takes it personally. Wait, Lennox? What woman? Excuse me. Wait, Lennox. What woman? I still don't understand what you're doing here, Anya. Killian, you know what has happened, what Siphon has done. Yes, he has betrayed his people, defending the very creatures that mean to destroy us. No, Killian, he has taken the best step towards doing what you have sought your entire life. When you were young, it was my father who set you on this path. You both hated how we hid in the darkest corners of the ocean. You wanted the humans to know that this world is ours as well. And Siphon has done that. He has started the Blue down a new path, and he did it not by fighting against the humans, but by fighting with them. You act as though it is done, that with a wave of his hand, Siphon has remade the world anew. One single moment cannot resolve this conflict. I cannot trust Siphon to make the hard choices that will ensure our survival. He does not possess the strength for that. All the more reason to return to Muria, join Siphon, and help him build a new future for our people, for you, and me, and our baby. A child? Yes, Killian, you're going to be a father, again. This changes everything, maybe for you, Killian. But our goal remains. Kiani, this was never about violence for violence's sake. We have a purpose, to ensure the world of the Blue for future generations. It is about establishing our rightful place in this world, not about mindless destruction. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Under our Arctic Queen, Vana, we fought to make the humans know our power. Now you want us to just relinquish it freely? Do not misinterpret my tone. It is not your power to relinquish, Lynx. It is mine. I think it's actually Lennox. To relinquish, Lennox. It is mine. No, Father, it is our power. Power we have used to strike fear in the humans. You should know that Tormo and the others do not share your death wish, Kiani. Perhaps, but it is better than appeasement. It seems like we all have decisions to make, sides to choose. You should know better than to stand against me, child. I stand against the humans. I always have. It is you who are standing against us. Go, take your family and your little minions. Return to Muria. Build your life anew, but don't tell us to join you. Our place is here and our mission is clear. We will destroy the humans. To be continued. Okay, issue 7, last one we're doing tonight. Volume 3, Issue 7 of 10. This world of the blue is truly incredible, like something out of a fairy tale or a Jules Verne story. I'll never forget the day I first discovered what awaited for me below the surface. But of course, that was Killian pulling the strings and manipulating me into his twisted service. Maybe that's why I became so agitated whenever I come down here. My mood is always clouded by a conflict of one kind or another. I never get the chance to just experience this world for what it is, without all the drama. They've agreed. I probably never will. The President of the United States is calling for an international summit of world leaders to discuss our way forward. Probably trying to get us in the middle of the desert for an ambush. Sir, they sent topographical information on 4 suggested sites, none of which are isolated in arid climates. We'll evacuate the locations and select the least vulnerable site. I will only take a few council members along, leaving the rest behind as a contingency. Of course, you'll be joining me, Cannon, along with your best squadron. And I'd like you there as well, Aspen. Me? Why? You were born with us, yet raised up above among the humans. If we are to find any common ground, we could have no better guide than you. Will you join us? Yes, I'll go. Sir, I have a message for you. What is it? It's from Anya. She says she has information about Killian, but she won't talk about it here. You have to prepare for the summit with the humans. You don't have time for this right now. Killian is partially to blame for our predicament. If I can stop him from further damaging our cause, I'll make the time. I'll go too. When you asked me to help you nail him before, I couldn't because I had to find Finn. But now he's safe, and I wouldn't mind getting at Killian for everything he's done. Caverns of Muria. I don't like this. I should have just come on my own. Anya said she would only meet with me. But why couldn't she meet with you in the city? Because there are no secrets in Muria, Cannon. I know Killian has embraced violence, but his reasons are the same reasons that you stepped forward before the humans. He wants to be acknowledged and respected by the humans, not be forced to hide away from the rest of the world like a monster. His actions have almost ensured that he will be seen in such light. The truth is that Killian is a monster, Anya. I've fought him my entire life. He cares nothing for respect. Killian seeks the same thing now that he always has. Power. I know what your love for him has cost you, and I'm sorry that your heart singled out someone so unworthy. Can we cut to the chase? Anya, do you know where Killian is or not? Yes, Aspen, I know exactly where he is. Don't worry, Cannon, I won't take the monster comment personally. I've already heard enough, you're going down! We didn't come here to fight, girlie! Fighting is all you do, Tormo! Don't touch him! I promise I would not attack, but I will defend myself if necessary. Defend this! Wait! Just listen to him, please. I beg you. Fine. Killian, you've got about 2 minutes before I have Cannon take you all into custody for your terrorist actions. Cannon is right. We have been at odds our entire lives, because I did not accept our place at the bottom of the oceans, cowering away from the humans in fear. Equal footing. That has been my goal all along, to establish the blue as part of the world. I never thought that the council itself would move in the right direction. Such talk was never followed up with action. Until now. You're making that happen, Siphon. Excuse me, let's emphasize this. Pardon. Until now, you are making that happen, Siphon. With one bold move, you are affirming our place among the world above. I have done nothing yet, Killian. This summit could be the beginning or the end. Perhaps, but for the first time, you will be sitting there, and I want to be there with you. The choice is yours. You can't possibly believe him. Killian only knows how to lie. That's what manipulators do, and he's a master of it. Aspen, you are right. I've used you in the past, but my efforts were always for... Save it. I'm not interested in what you're selling, so just stay the hell away from me. I won't make a decision right now, Killian. You'll return to Muria with us, and I will take this matter before the council. This is just insane. How can they even consider allowing Killian to be a part of this? Even though he was banished years ago, Killian always maintained a certain influence among the leaders of Muria. It was always behind closed doors, like a dark secret nobody wanted to share out in the open. I guess it takes all types. What's that supposed to mean? Well, if people are happy that Siphon is moving in this direction, it only goes to reason that there would be people who supported Killian's actions. Given all that's happened, I can't imagine humans are too popular down here. Cannon, what did they say? What happened? Believe me, you don't want to know. Siphon, you can't let them do this. The summit is the last place Killian should be. You're the High Counselor. You must be able to convince them. Aspen, I did. Ultimately, the decision was mine. I have chosen to let Killian join us. What? You need to distance yourselves from Killian, not align yourselves with him. There's no way to separate us from Killian's actions, not in the eyes of the humans. For them, he is the face of the blue, the face of the enemy. Having him there will ensure that the humans understand that I speak for all of the blue. I may not trust Killian, but I need him. I appreciate the concern, Cannon. But coral and seaweed doesn't seem like much protection. It's specially designed down here, twice as strong as Kevlar, but half the weight. I feel like a turtle. I'll say this, Chance is sure able to just jump into the thick of things, isn't he? Yeah, sometimes I think he's handling this strange new world stuff better than me. He just rolls with it. Well, it's easier when nothing is being asked of you. Speaking of which, I have something I need you to do. Don't come. There are just too many factors, too many ways for this to go wrong. But I can't risk losing you again. Aspen, I may look the same as I did back then, but I am no child. I can handle it. I know you can, but I can't. Please, Finn. Citizens of Muria, as you know by now, we are beginning a new chapter in the history of the Blue. We will soon be taking part in a global summit with delegates from nations all across the globe as we work to establish ourselves on the world stage. I know this decision has been difficult for many of you. Change is never easy, especially as we journey into uncharted territory. My decision as High Counselor has meant a departure from what has been the bedrock of our political guideline, that of isolation. But, as we have been learning for some time now, the world is just not that big. We can no longer hide away, pretending that we are alone. For all these years, it was assumed that exposing ourselves to the surface world would bring about our own demise. But it was our concealment that has resulted in our current strife. These steps I am taking will forever alter the course of the entire planet, making sure that the blue endure and that our way of life can serve as an example for all the world to follow. Istanbul, Turkey. Hagia Sophia. It's been a long time, President Cartwright. It's good to see you again, Yamaguchi, though I'm not thrilled by the circumstances. This is Chris Calloway. He's our special projects manager. I'm here to keep an eye on our guests. This is your security, then? Impressive design. Thank you. I'm proud of the Tiger Shark system we've developed. We, too, have been working on defensive measures for these blue. Japan prides itself on our preparedness. Always need to adapt to the world around you, don't you think? Yes. Yes, I do. Begazlamak ben Baskan Sunai. Yvette Anlar Abavada. President Sunai, what did he say? They're here. Hi, Counselor Siphon. I am President Cartwright from the United... Let's try that again. Hi, Counselor Siphon. I am President Cartwright from the United States. On behalf of all our nations, welcome to Istanbul. Thank you. Is it Halloween already? You look like an idiot, Chance. What are you doing? Oh, let's try that one again. Is it Halloween already? Hello, Chris. Figured you wouldn't miss this. You look like an idiot, Chance. What are you doing here? You always wanted me to be more than some hotshot pilot. Now I am. Yes, I know. You're a traitor. Not a traitor. I'm a diplomat. Now that the photo ops and posturing are out of the way, I must say I am shocked. I realize that you came to our aid in Florida against these black, as you call them, but the one standing behind you is a terrorist in our eyes. President Cartwright, is it true that Killian has openly attacked your country just as Admiral Maylander has attacked our people on your behalf? He was defending our way of life from an imminent threat. Was that the same rationale offered when you slaughtered our people countless times before that? Did you destroy our cities and kill our people in defense? Enough. This is why we have all come here. This war between us must stop, or it will be the end for us all. Is that a threat?
No, it is a reality.
I do not dispute that one of our own was responsible for the violent attacks on the American forces in recent days, but this was just the latest in a long destructive pattern dating back hundreds of years. That's what brings us to this summit. To change the pattern. You say that you cannot simply excuse our actions, but look around you. Almost each and every one of you at some point in history has been at war with one another. Great Britain once killed Americans by the thousands for wanting to have a country of their own. Germany was the enemy of the rest of the world for two of your world wars. Japan bombed the very site of one of Killian's attacks. Even this very structure we find ourselves in speaks of the lessons of the past as it was adopted by several of your religions throughout history. I am not blinded by some naive vision, but after your centuries of bloodshed, you have made great strides to quell the rampant global violence. It is a path we should all follow together, so that blue and human can coexist under the same sun without fear of hostility, persecution, and war. Funny, isn't it, sir?
What's that?
We've done everything we could to keep these beings from the gates, took the fight to them and tried to wipe them out, and now we've rolled out a red carpet for them. That's war, Anderson. Enemies, allies, doesn't really matter. They're interchangeable roles depending on circumstances, and nobody wears the same title forever. It's just another cycle of life. For now, it looks like the blue are meant to be our allies. But that doesn't mean we don't have anyone to fight.
Admiral, picking up signals. Too small to be vessels, though. Probably just biological. Not just any biological. The black.
Water is life. That is the universal truth. A truth that we have never forgotten. Water covers the globe, touching every living creature on this planet. Today you shall feel its touch once more. But this time the water will not be a loving embrace. It will be a hammer. And it shall destroy everything.
The Italians are engaging that target. Instruct our fighters to focus on the targets to the east. We can't afford to suffer any casualties from friendly fire.
The black?
We're not sure, sir. They just came out of nowhere.
Mr. President, we need to get you clear now. We have to get out there and help. The humans won't stand a chance without us.
Cannon, get our ships into the battle. We can't let the humans engage the black alone. They won't last long. We can help, too. So this is it.
My God.
This is what the end of the world looks like.
To be continued. And here we are with number 8. And a cat scratching at the door.
Alright guys, so that's it for Grimm's Comics Corner. And we will see you next time with more Fathom in January.
Alright, I'm out.